An Indianapolis Business School graduate turned a senior project into a successful ethnic restaurant. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with Heman Garg, owner and founder of Tandoor Tikka. The story is from our weekly arts and culture radio show, Curious Mix.
I was trying to figure out how can we make Indian food more approachable, and dissecting the menu, which is what we've kind of done, having the entrees made to order with everybody's individual taste preferences in mind, I think has made it to where it's a lot more approachable for people that aren't used to eating it. I was doing my MBA with an entrepreneurship emphasis at Kelley School of Business. The food industry was always appealing to me, and I'd always wanted to get into it. Definitely got a lot of the inspiration and feedback from some of the professors we might have worked with. Definitely helped me develop my business plan a little bit more and take it to the next level. Food industry is definitely a very challenging, hands-on business, and not having that know-how or knowledge or never having worked in a restaurant prior to this was one of the biggest things mentally we had to prepare for as a family. We are family-owned and operated. My parents, myself, my son, we're all live in the same household, and we're all attached to each of the businesses that we're part of.
Heman says he created Tandoor and Tikka to be an Indian-inspired version of an ethnic fast-casual restaurant like Qdoba. Dishes are made to order using family recipes and fresh, high-quality ingredients.
We kind of took from various regions, tried to give as much of a global, Indian global landscape as we could.
Tikka masala. And what type of protein?
Chicken. For your toppings? Carrots, yeah. Chili, yeah. Cheese. Is that all for you?
The most popular dish on the menu? Tandoori chicken with tikka masala.
People know those to be traditional Indian curries and proteins. Tikka masala is a tomato-based curry, but it has about anywhere from 7 to 14 different spices. It gets slow-cooked for hours. And our naan, which is an Indian bread, we make fresh every couple hours from scratch.
The restaurant adds the fast-casual touch by combining those very traditional items in a most non-traditional way. Can you tell me what all you put on the pizza?
It was tandoori chicken, tikka masala, chili peppers, cheese, and pickled carrots.
And what kind of flavor is that profile going to create?
The pickled carrots have a mustard seed taste. The chili peppers add a nice spicy snap to it. The tandoori chicken has a deep kind of tomato taste. And the naan is just a regular olive oil taste, I guess you would say.
How long does it cook in there?
Depending on how much you put on it, anywhere between 60 to 80 seconds.
That's quick.
Yeah, it is.
The interior of Tandoor and Tikka also reflects that casual ethnic feeling.
The concept was, again, from the streets of India, so we took literally taxis, which are called rickshaws in India. We recycle them, cut them up, and fab them out to turn into our booths, which is seating for our customers. The lights are made of jute rope, which is very popular in a major industry in India. Ethnic foods don't have to be as different from our normal diets as we might be used to. I think when they come in here and they see that, oh, this is just as easy as anything else that we eat. You know, chicken is chicken, but it's marinated in a different way. It's a different flavor, but it opens up the horizon and makes other ethnic foods hopefully more approachable for them as well. We're more willing to try it.
That was local restaurant owner Heman Garg and WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. The story is one of many from our weekly arts and culture radio show, Curious Mix. Listen live Thursday nights at 8, Sunday afternoons at 3, or anytime on the podcast.